There aren't many positives about the coronavirus outbreak, but one positive that has come from it is the fact that it's a lot quieter around and about. There's a lot less traffic about, which means that you can hear more stuff. Now, this inspired producer Lynn Morgan down in Wales with an idea, and I thought I'd ask Lynn to come on and tell us all about it. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, Simon. Yes, the idea started, as you said, because, or the idea began because you said there's less traffic on the road. And I was just sitting outside one afternoon and I could just hear the bird song. And I live on a fairly busy road, so usually I don't have the opportunity to hear it as clearly as I am at the moment. So I wondered if everybody else was experiencing the same thing as me.
And the thing is that there's something about bird song, isn't there, that it really just chills you down when you hear it.
I think so, and particularly at this time of the year, here in Wales, the weather's been very good the last couple of weeks. The birds are all out and they're obviously they're nesting, so they're making quite a lot of noise. And I'm no expert, don't get me wrong, Simon. I don't know anything really about birds. It's just I do like to hear the bird song, and it's surprising how much I'm enjoying it now that we have the opportunity to hear the bird song.
Now, you've been out recording. Let's have a listen to some bird song. Well, that sounds absolutely beautiful. That actually takes me back when I hear bird song sometimes to when I was just a little boy. Because I always remember the birds, and when you heard them in the morning, it's just such a lovely kind of welcoming sound. How easy did you find it?
Surprisingly easy. As I said, there is traffic noise in the background because I live near a fairly busy road, which is quieter due to these times. But I do love the sound of the doves, and I do like wood pigeons, although there weren't any there, but you could hear the doves. And as I said, there's lots of sparrows flying around and they're all nesting. And there's also something I think that's a little reassuring in the fact that they're just carrying on. They've got no idea about what's happening in the wider world. They're living their own lives and they're just getting on with what they have to do because of the time of year, which, as I said, I find reassuring.
Right, well, our Alan Russell's been finding out just how easy it is to record on your phone.
Hi everyone. Right, I am going to head out very soon and record some bird song for Lynn on my iPhone. But how do you do that if you are blind? This is how you do it. Now, we're going to use the recorder built into the iPhone already. So I have my folder open.
Voice memos.
Voice memos. So tap twice.
Voice memos. Record. Button.
Okay, so we're now in the main voice memo recording window. So if you run your finger down,
Record button.
you hear record button. So that's round about the bottom middle of the screen. So above the home button, there's record. Tap it twice, and I'm now recording. So whatever I see, should be coming through and recording on here. What I'll do now is stop the recording, and in the same place as the record button, you will find.
Stop.
Right above your home key. Tap it twice and that's it, stopped recording. I may want to call it something. So let's go back to the phone screen. So I'll trail my finger from the top down.
Also, new recording. Text field.
So we'll tap that twice.
Text field. Is editing. New recording. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
And we'll use the keyboard to call it test.
T-A-S-T. Return. New recording test. Text field.
When I go to the top
Search field.
of the screen and run my finger down.
New recording test. Text field.
Keep running your finger down to run about the middle of the screen, you'll get the play button.
Play.
And I'm now recording. So whatever I see,
there.
Should and be that's me.
And recording on here.
And there you have your recording. Now I've made my recording. I've gone away, I've come back and thought, oh, I need to send it to someone. So we shall open Voice Memos once again by double tapping. Takes us onto a screen, and at the top, if we run our finger down,
Search field. New recording test. 15, 3, duration.
New recording test. Ah, that's the one I'm looking for. Tap that twice. Now, I don't want to play it, but I want to share it. So if we run our finger down the left-hand side of the screen,
More actions. Button.
More actions. Button. Tap
new
that.
Test. Audio recording minimum 265 kilobytes.
I run my finger down the middle of the screen, I'll get some options.
Dismiss pop-up. recording test. Audio recording middle one. Copy. Button.
Copy.
Share.
Share.
Edit recording. Button.
Edit.
Duplicate.
Or
button.
Duplicate.
Share. Button.
Let's go for share.
Share.
And it gives me all sorts of options here. So I can send it by message.
Mail. Button.
By mail.
WhatsApp. Button.
WhatsApp.
Copy. Button.
Copy. So there's lots of options for you there. And as soon as I tap mail.
Mail. Button. Text field is editing. Character mode. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. 2. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
It takes me to my edit screen. And I can put in someone's name, hit send, and off it goes.
Thanks, Alan. Well, that sounds reasonably straightforward.
Well, Simon, if everybody would like to give it a go, what would be ideal for me is if people could record 30 seconds, a minute on their phone of the sounds they can hear in the outdoors. Perhaps they could then send them to me via email, and then hopefully we can hear what others can hear outside their windows or in their gardens. If people would like to get involved, I would love to hear from them. Take Alan's tutorial on board if you've never tried it. Give recording a go. Email to me then, and my email address is lynn.morgan, and Lynn is LYNNE. So it's lynn.morgan@rnib.org.uk. And ideally, it would be lovely to hear sounds from all over the country.
And remember, if you're living in a flat or something like that, do be careful when you're doing this, and don't drop your phone.
That's true. Hold your hand just out of the window, not right out of the window, and hold tight.
Yeah. Lynn Morgan, it's a lovely idea, and we look forward to hearing all the bird song.
Well, hopefully, Simon, people will get involved. And as I said, record what you can hear outside and send it to me if you can.